So let's review. The Mishnah begins with a case of Yoledes. A woman who gives birth or miscarries must bring an Oilas Behema and a Chatas Oif. Zok the Mishnah. If a woman delivered a substance and is unsure whether it is considered a childbirth which obligates her to bring her karbonis or not, she brings an Oila and stipulates that if she's exempt, she'll be an Adava, a voluntary offering. And she brings her Chatas Oif, which can be brought Al HaSafik. However, it cannot be eaten because a bird offering is not slaughtered, but has malika, and if she's exempt, it's nevela. Therefore, im actually nimlo konoi de lo shiol de vadai, tasa nevadai, shemiminchi mevi al hoida, mevi al loi hoida. If she discovered before the malika that she was definitely obligated, she brings the bird as an obligatory chatas, and it may be eaten by the ganim, because the same type of bird is used for both chatos. Mishra continues with five cases of other sveikas. Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel hekdesh. If there were two pieces of meat, one chulin, which of course may be eaten, and one from a carbon, from the parts that must be burned on the mizbeach, it may not be eaten. Ochel achas mehen ve'en yedei eiz min ochel. Someone ate one of them, but does not know which one. The chacham hold pater. He's exempt from bringing an ashem toli for the possible me'ilu, because the chacham in the previous mishnah hold in ashem toli besafik me'ilus. Bekiva mechayev ashem toli. He must bring an ashem toli because the bekiva holds yesh ashem toli besafik me'ilus. However, ochel es hashniya may be asham vade. If he then ate the second piece, and so he certainly committed me'ilah, he brings an asham me'ilas. On the other hand, ochel echad es rishayno bo'achar bo'ochel es hashniya. If one person ate one of the pieces, another person ate the second piece. Zem may be asham toli, but zem may be asham toli div Rebbe Akiva. They each bring an asham toli. However, if shimon leim rishnei mevin asham echad. Since one of them certainly committed me'ilah, they can bring one asham me'ilas together and stipulate that it should belong to the one who is obligated. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisi, Emir Ein Shnai Mevim Ashem Echad. Two people cannot bring a single carbon Ashem with such a stipulation, because the less lay Tanai b'karbanis. Rabbi Yisi holds it must be a definite idea to bring an Ashem Vade. And the Gemara explains, Man Tanakama, Rabbi Yisi. The Mishnah is simply telling us that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yisi. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Chatichas Chil v'chatichas Chulun. There are two pieces of fat of Chulun, one permitted and the other forbidden. Achal achas mehen, be'en yedei eiz mehen achal. Someone ate one of them, but does not know which one. Maybe Ashem Toli, the Chacham Holdi brings an Ashem Toli, because he would bring a chatas for a definite transgression of chelev. And so achal es hashniya may be chatas. If he also ate the second piece, he certainly ate chelev and brings a karma chatas. However, achal echad es rishayna, ubo'achar v'achal es hashniya, ze may be Ashem Toli, ve ze may be Ashem Toli. If one person ate one piece and another person ate the second piece, they each bring an Ashem Toli. However, b'shimenei mishnei mevim Ashem Echad. Since one of them certainly ate chaylev, they can bring one chatas together and stipulate that it should belong to the one who is obligated. Two people cannot bring a single chatas with such a stipulation, because Rabbi Yisi holds that there must be a definite idea to bring a chatas. A third case. There are two pieces of fat. One is forbidden fats, and the other is permitted fats, but of hekdesh. Maybe Ashem Tali. Someone ate one of them, but does not know which one. He brings an Ashem Tali, according to all opinions, because of the possibility that he ate chelep. Ochel es hashniya, maybe chatas v'ashem badai. If he also ate the second piece, he brings a karma chatas for the chelep, and an asham me'ilas for the me'ilah, because he certainly transgressed both. On the other hand, ochel echad es rishayna v'achar v'ochel es hashniya, zeh maybe Ashem Tali, v'zeh maybe Ashem Tali. If one ate the first piece, and another person ate the second piece, they each bring an Ashem Tali, because they each possibly ate chelep. However, b'shimon eimer, shnei mevin chatas v'ashem. They bring these karbanas together because both aveiros were certainly committed, but it is unknown which person committed which aveir. Therefore, they stipulate that each karban should belong to the person who committed that aveir. Two people cannot bring one karban together al tznai. A fourth case. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas chelev kodesh. There were two pieces of forbidden fats, and one of them was also hekdesh. Achal achas mehen b'en yedei eiz men achal. If he ate one of them but does not know which one. Chum say maybe chatas. He brings a karma chatas for the chelev, but does not bring an ashem toli for the possible meila, because a chum hold in ashem toli besafik meilas. However, bekiva im af ashem toli, he also brings an ashem toli because bekiva holds yesh ashem toli besafik meilas. Achlas hashnia maybe shnei chatois v'ashem vaday. If he also ate the second piece, he brings two chatois for each piece of chelev, assuming it was shnei halomis, and one ashem meilas because he certainly ate both pieces of chelev and also certainly committed meila. If one person ate one piece, another person ate the second piece, they each bring a chatas, but neither brings an ashem toli because a chacham hold in ashem toli besafik meilas. They each bring an ashem toli because yesh ashem toli besafik meilas. They each bring their own chatas, but they can bring an asham me'ilas together with a tanai as described earlier. They cannot bring one carbon together. A fifth case, chatichas chelev v'chatichas chelev neisim. If there were two pieces of forbidden fats, and one of them was from a carbon left over past a permitted time, if he ate one of them but does not know which one, he brings a chatas for chelev because he certainly ate chelev, and an ashem tali for possibly eating nicer according to all opinions. If he ate both pieces, he brings three chatas for certainly eating chelev twice and for eating nicer. If one person ate one piece and another person ate the other piece, they each bring a carbon chatas for the chelev and an ashem tali for the possible nicer. They each bring one chatas separately for the chelev and one chatas with a tanai together for the nicer, which was certainly transgressed by one of them. However, any chatas that is brought for kapar cannot be brought jointly by two individuals because a definite yedi is required. And Rashi adds, "Lafuki chatas soif shal yeledes shestay meviyas aisa ubetnai." The chatas soif of a woman who gave birth, which is not for kapar, can be brought together. Regarding the last case where we have two isurim chelim and naisa, the Gemara asks, "Ein nesachal alisa?" As Reb Shimon rules in the following brisa. One's not liable for the prohibition of eating in Yom Kippur if he eats a piece of nevela because ein nesachal alisa. Prohibition cannot take effect on an object that is already forbidden due to another prohibition. And even in this case where Yom Kippurim de iser chamahu, loy ka'asi iser Yom Kippurim de chamer v'chayil al nevela de kalu, if so, hey chayil iser neiser alisa chaylev, how can neiser take effect on chaylev? The Gemara answers, Kachim goli rachmana de asi iser chalal iser. Kachim is an exception, and the previously forbidden object is subject to another prohibition because the pasuk says, "Vanefesh asher techal baser mizevach hashlam asher l'Hashem, v'tamasa lo v'nichrasa." And we expound, "L'rabbis esei murin." One is liable for eating a murin, the part of the carbon that is burned on the mizbeach when he's tummy. Now, a murin koya lai be'iser oilin, v'chelev koya lai be'iser kars, v'ka'asi iser tumah v'chaylaleh. If one eats a murin, he's liable for the prohibition of chodzar le'echel kodesh, not to eat something that was intended for the mizbech. And one is liable for eating the chelev parts of the murin. And yet the prohibition against eating kachim al tameh also applies to a murin. Clearly, in kachim we say iser chalal iser. Hanilach dam shchita, where Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak of Masechtas Krisis, and we'll begin the sixth parak, maybe Hashem, in the next shir, be'ezus Hashem.